Both Seoul and ATC had their chance to address the Douglas County Board before 44 residents of Douglas County had their chance. After the board discussed the issue among themselves, they voted not to have discussions with ATC. Board member Mark Liebart of South Ranch is happy this is over.
This is not a victory for me. This is a victory for the people of northern Wisconsin. I've spent almost 6 years fighting this. Every time there's a hearing, we show up. Every time there's a decision, we almost always get beat. We had a chance in Douglas County to have the right thing done here, and the Douglas County Board, to their good credit, did it and stood up for the people of northern Wisconsin.
He says he is relieved and may get some sleep. Board Chair Doug Finn says a no vote on this resolution wouldn't have guaranteed the line. He says the door should have been left open.
I voted no on 1105 because I felt that we should at least have some communication. If the power line should proceed, it could go on more private land than it is proposed now. However, the county board supported supporting power line and not allowing for easement. So as far as I'm concerned, this is the end of it.
American Transmission Company Vice President Mark Williamson says the fight is not over.
We'll be asking the PSC to reroute around the mile and a half of new county easement. It could impact as many as 100 individuals, and they're going to bear the burden of this, where the better answer was county land. Ultimately, the project will get built, and it's actually not even a delay to the timetable at this point. So unfortunately, we're going to have to go back and do some more work at the commission, but they've been prepped and they're ready for this result, and it's going to affect another 100 private landowners in the county.
He says construction will still begin in 2007. In Superior, Nick Pelletier, Wisconsin Public Radio.